Blog Talk Radio.
Second Samuel, chapter 4, verse 11. How much more, when wicked men have slain a rightful person in his own house upon his bed, shall I not therefore now require his blood of your hand and take you away from the earth? How much longer, how much longer? Well, don't kill me, we'll only make me stronger. How much longer, how much longer? Well, don't kill me, we'll only make me stronger. How much longer, how much longer? Well, don't kill me, we'll only make me stronger. How much longer, how much longer? Well, don't kill me, we'll only make me stronger. Your times are getting hard, got me feeling stressed. So I pray to God to do my very best, to speed up these processes to lay my soul at rest. My heart's beating in my chest, so I know I'm blessed. I want my forefathers' inheritance and nothing less. And when my life's a mess, I only take it as a test. I sure hope I pass, but no C plus. We're trying to be them, these people wanna be us. We built this nation up, now they don't need us. Abortion as a feeder, plus they won't feed us. So get down on your knees, bruh, cause it's my time to leave, bruh. Christ instead of free, bruh, just wait and you will see, bruh. And bring captivity to all my enemies. Snakes in the grass ain't who they pretend to be. Think I'm crazy now, just watch what I'm finna be. I stand my own ground like it was 10 of me. How much longer, how much longer? Well, don't kill me, we'll only make me stronger. How much longer, how much longer? Well, don't kill me, we'll only make me stronger. How much longer, how much longer? Well, don't kill me, we'll only make me stronger. How much longer, how much longer? But don't kill me, won't it make me stronger?
Keep the command, prepare your mind, cause time no longer stands still. You be picking slaves at your hands' will. Non-violent brothers, silent brothers, if I had my fill of this. This is for my revolutionary soldier. Whatever don't give me will only make me stronger. They say in 2012, I know it ain't much longer. This is for the people of the priest king, those who pray without ceasing. The children of the daughters who faith since the CV. He was a liar from the start, trying to keep us in the dark. Search us in the yard. Too many people in the church got Egypt in the heart. That freedom reigns on my people, that's the change. Trapped in the space like rats in the game of what race? Well, we keep sweating the pain. Deep breath the pain, nothing but Judah left to change. What you think?
How much longer? How much longer? Well, don't kill me, we'll only make me stronger. How much longer? How much longer? Well, don't kill me, we'll only make me stronger. How much longer? How much longer? Well, don't kill me, we'll only make me stronger. How much longer? How much longer? Well, don't kill me, we'll only make me stronger.
And David commanded his young men, and they slew them, and cut off their hands and their feet, hanged them over the pool in Hebron. But they took the head of Ishbosheth and buried it in the sepulcher of Abner in Hebron.
All right, how you guys doing there tonight? This is Joseph Smith coming to you guys live from Revolutionary Gospel News. Tonight I'll be talking to you guys about the Trump effect, what's going on in this presidential race. And looking at what we have nowadays, which is looking at a lot of this historical stuff and how people are following Trump, you know, like he's the politician, whereas this nothing but a clown act now, it looks like to me. You know, anybody looking at that, looking at him run for president and think he's the man, something is very wrong with your thinking. You know, because you look at Trump and really he has made it a big old circus. I've never seen nothing this ridiculous in my life. This is a continuation of the history of racism here in America. And that's all you're seeing. You're seeing all these people and they say, oh, Trump's going to bring that country back. But how weird is this that we live in a land that was stolen from a people, the Native American. And then you have this European saying, oh, they're not Americans, and here's Trump, his background is of German descent. So where does he really belong when they begin to talk as if these people, like the Hispanic people, they're south of the border, and anybody know their history about these people? The Mexicans probably about two the 300 years old because they're mixed with the Spaniard. They come about in the time of Cortez when he conquered Montezuma, and they mixed with the Spaniard, okay? And so you have that. And I just listen to a lot of this rhetoric. And like, it's a lot of this is just simply, I call it the Trump effect, because it's no more than simple racism. America has a history of racism. I was looking at that, and I always look at the presidential race, and I'm like, it's like a clown. If he hears this, he's probably, oh, this guy don't know that. No, it's like being a clown, you know, just like an organ. They're saying they're taking their land back, but what land? These are Europeans who conquered. Their descent is European. So when they begin to say who has a right and who doesn't have a right and do he has a birth record, he's an American, he's not American, what do you mean? Black people, do y'all really listen to what you hear? For instance, they'll never call themselves German-American. They don't call themselves Irish-American, Italian-American. They say, I'm an American, but they call you an African-American. You're a visitor. Now, here they stole you from your homeland. You're a visitor. Go back to Africa. Really, that's distortion. You don't come from Africa to begin with. Everybody, what you mean? We were hiding in Africa. Our punishment, how we get here, what are we doing here in America? It is all about Deuteronomy 28, where you see your history. Our history has never been lost. It's just been distorted. It has been taken from us. And they prop themselves up in the Bible, even though if you read the King James Bible, it bears out who you are. It tells you who you are. The Europeans are not even in the book, really, until you get to chapter 10. And it's not about racism. You think it's racism because you're a racist, okay? Straight up, you're a racist. We were talking about truth and facts. So I was looking at some stuff, and I've been listening to this clown show, because that's all it is. This presidential race is the worst I've seen. They have no good candidates. All those guys are jokes, man. This is corporate America. You know, the Trump effect. I call it the Trump effect because everybody on this bandwagon, let's get America back to greatness. Let's take our country back. And here they're European. Then you have the black people who are really Israelites and don't even know they're Israelites. The true Hebrew. Karzites is inhabiting your land. Edomites, children, Jewish. People who have nothing to do with the real people. In other words, when Jesus was having an argument with them in the Gospel of John, they said, we have never been enslaved. Abraham be our father. That's correct. Abraham was their father. Then when Jacob had a child, Isaac had two children. One was Ishmael and one was Esau. Esau sold his birthright. Okay? And so they had never been enslaved because those are Esau's children. Those are the Edomites, the Karzites who went all over, however they end up where they were, but it's not us. It's not the real people. You know, so when you're looking at this show and these guys constantly talking about his immigration thing now, when he begins to deal with the Muslim issue, I have to consider chapter 16 of Genesis that tells you his hand's going to be against every man and every man's hand against his. So he's known to be, he was already prophesied to be that his children, Ishmael descended, was going to fight the world. Okay, so I'm not really tripping off when they say not bringing them all in the country. Well, because they have a habit of doing different things that, you know, by nature, instinctive creatures. So I can't say like, oh, man, I want these episodes. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the other people. When you're talking about the Mexicans and all that. And then he's acting like he's a true-blooded American, and he has a German descent. He's not a Native American, so how is he true-blooded American? How can he run for office? He's not really an American. What you mean? You're not Native American, man. I'm not even American. I'm not no African-American either. I know better than that. I know better than that lie that has been passed on for years. This is no different than when Napoleon went down in Africa and he began to try to blow off the Sphinx nose, and you had Francois Champollion, if I'm correct in that name, Francois Champollion, who was not a racist. See, there's called the science, they call it hidden archaeology and forbidden science to tell the truth. And I was reading, and I realized a lot of literature and a lot of material they would read, sometimes it's not that it's been distorted, it's just simply they have used pictures and mouth psychology to brainwash the people, to put that propaganda out there that everything was white. You go, you look at a movie, And you see Moses. Here comes Moses, a white man. Wow, what is this? Okay. And I asked biblically, you know, because I was looking, I was reading today, and what I found so interesting was that if you're not careful when you're reading, you'll miss the distortion. But let's look at Moses for a hot second. I'm going to look at it because I want to use biblical proof. This is our Bible, and it is in Numbers 12. Okay? Because we're living under a time of a great delusion. Let's look at this. Since Moses and Moriah, as you see in Charleston, Heston, these were all white people standing by the well over there in the Middle East. Chapter 12 of Numbers says, and Moriah and Aaron spoke against Moses because of the Ethiopian woman whom he had married. This is an old King James Bible, because if you get a latter day one, they're going to try to tell you Cush. But it was an Ethiopian woman. What happened to the seven white women in Charleston Heston movie? You hear the Ethiopian woman whom he had married, for he married an Ethiopian woman. And they said, has the Lord indeed spoken only by Moses? But he spoke also by us, and the Lord heard it. In verse 4 said, and the Lord spake suddenly. Okay, he became angry. And you follow on, you just my point being, if these were white people, as they show us on TV, as they paint pictures for us. And this is Aaron said unto Moses, alas, my Lord, I beseech thee, lay not thy sin upon us, wherein we have, this is verse 11, we've done foolish, wherein we have sinned. They spoke against Moses. Okay? You go back up to verse 10, and the cloud departed from off the tabernacle, and behold, Moriah became a leper, white as snow. And Aaron looked up on Moriah, and behold, she was a leprosy. So you find out how she's going to turn white, and she was white. See, the Trump effect, distortion. Black people don't even realize this man is a racist. They have distorted history. You see, so when you're dealing with America, the Bible talks about a hypocritical nation. This land doesn't belong to none of us that really stands on it. We all have a nation we belong to. So far as a supposed African American, we belong in Israel. But right now, the Karzites are inhabiting your land. The people they say are Jewish. And chapter 2 of Revelation and 9 talks about those that say they are Jews and are not. See, hypocriticalness. Also Revelation 3 and 9. He says he will make them to know that he loved us, those that say they are Jews and are not. So we live in America under distortion. And so I was just looking at this and listening to this rhetoric that I constantly hear, this clown show I constantly hear. And to me it's truly amazing, because when you see the foolishness they got going on, it really amazes me. Then I look and I listen to people, and people begin to say, well, I don't see how y'all are part of this. And I was looking at because I was doing my study today, I was looking at the Tale of Two Babylons. It said it's proven to be the pulpit worship. But look what Alexandra Heschler had to say to show you how they distort history and how they look at us in a negative light. And yet we run behind them as if they're in our corner. I don't understand our people sometimes, especially those supporting Trump. I have a friend support that guy, and I understand his support is because it has to do with racism. And this is from out of the book of A Tale of Two Babylon, chapter, page 43. Okay, and they're talking about Nimrod. They said there was the way in which Arias, the son, the husband of his mother, you know, yes, he was perverted, but he was the very first world ruler, okay? He's the first one to ever dominate man, according to Genesis 10, as well as Genesis 11, chapter 10 and chapter 11. And we offer an exhibit. And what we learn of this God, equally as in the case of Chronos, shows that in his original, he was none other than Nimrod. It is admitted that the secret system of Freemasonry was originally founded on the mysteries of Egypt, Isis, okay, and the goddess mother of or wife of Arius. But what we could have led to, but what could have led to the union of Masonry body with the mystery, had not they had particular reference to architecture, and he had the god who was worshipped in them, not by celebration for his success in perfecting the art of fortification and building. Now, if such was the case, consider the relation in which we have already seen Egypt. Consider the relation in which, Egypt stood to Babylon, is it who naturally be looked up to as the great patriot of masonry art. The strong presumption is that Nimrod must have been the man. He was the first, he was the first that gained fame in this way as the child of Babylonian goddess mother. He was worshipped, as we have seen, in the characteristics of Al-Masra, the god of fortification. Arise as light manner, the child of Egypt. Madonna was equally celebrated as a strong chief building. The strong chief building was originally worshipped in the building. Now, I want you to pay attention where they're going with this. The chief building was originally worshipped in Egypt with even physical characteristics of Nimrod. I have already noticed that fact that Nimrod, as the son of Cush, was a Negro. Now, this was a tradition in Egypt, and so record by Arius was black in the land where the generation. So if you were reading this book, and as I continue on, because I don't want to get into this reading, but they were saying that it was in a negative light that a black man had ruled the world in the beginning. And it kind of cracked me up because I've always liked reading this guy's book, but then I realized it was a racial slant. His story. See, everybody, they distort history because they don't like the superiority or the supremacy of the black man. They have a problem with that. They can't stand that. And even here, the history of the Bible, it is not a white man's story. And I everybody know people, oh, I'm talking about this. No, I'm tired of listening to y'all garbage as y'all preach y'all falsehood across the world. You're not superior in no kind of way, no shape. The first world run was run by who? It says in Genesis 10, in Cush, as he said, they recognized a black man. Cush begot Nimrod. And he began to be the mighty one. He began to be mighty one, he's the first one. He was a mighty hunter before the Lord. Wherefore it is said, even as, and this was chapter 10, that starts at verse 8, as even as Nimrod, the mighty hunter before the Lord. In the beginning of his kingdom, his world dominance was Baal, Erech, Arkad, Calanai, in the land of Shinar, and out of the land went forth. So they went forth to rule the world. And the whole, and look, in chapter 11, it says, and the whole earth was one language and one speech. Okay, so he had world dominance. He was the first world ruler. And it came to pass, as they journeyed from the east, they found a plain in the land of Shinar, and they dwell there. And he said, like the people talk about masonry, whatever, how they begin to build the fortification. Verse 3 says, and they said one to another, go, let us make brick and burn. So the craft of building. But yet he was a world ruler. And I look at how they distort our history. Solomon. If Solomon is the son of David, then it was refers to Abraham, who a color he would be. Songs of Solomon, which is the song, says, let him kiss me with his lips. Notice this woman is talking in his mouth. For thou lovest is better than wine, because thou savior of thy good ointment, thy name is an ointment poured forth. Therefore do the virgins love thee. Draw me. We will run after thee. The king has brought me into his chamber, and we will be glad and rejoice in thee. We will remember thy love more than wine. Thy upright loveth thee. Now look at Solomon comes on the scene. Verse 5. I am black. But comely ye, O ye daughter of Jerusalem. I am what? No, I am tan. No, I am black. It can't be that kind of black. What kind of black should it be? What kind of black are we talking about? I am black. So that would make David would have to be a black man. That would make Abraham a black man, okay? So everything originates from us, and we listen to these fools follow them. Why? When we have the God of God, why are we even paying these people attention? This is not our nation. I am black, but come ye, O daughter of Jerusalem, as the tent of Kedar, in the curtains of Solomon. Look not upon me because I am black. Nah, he's tan. He's what kind of black? You know, I am black because the sun has looked upon me. My children, my mother's children were angry with me. They made me the keeper of the vineyard, but my own vineyard have I not kept, prophetically speaking. We are the people. See, Jesus came to save his people, but how many of us reject Jesus, listening to their lies and their fairy tales? As he said, he scattered the languages in chapter 11. So now, since we speak English, they go, Jay wasn't in the English language. This is the foolishness. You hear this, Jay just came along. But God made all the languages. Like, he don't know how his name sounds when it's called upon. He don't know his son's name. So Jesus came to save his people. What does that mean to you? He came to deliver us from out of this mess, this God-forsaken America, this homosexual nation, okay? Warped in every fine way, hypocritical in every sense, okay? So he came to save us. What do you mean? Christ's people, they say church. Church don't exist in the Bible but two times. That means Lord and Ruler House. That comes from the Roman Catholic Church. The original word is ecclesia, which means called out ones. We have been called out for who? Those who are not of our nation, they can become a part of our nation. How? As it says in John 3, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. In other words, he can't understand the kingdom of God. He didn't say the church, the kingdom of God. Okay, and then verse 5, 3 and 5 says, except a man be born of water and spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. So he's telling you how to enter into a proper relationship with God. What does that mean? The kingdom. We're talking about world dominance. Everybody in the world is really fighting for world dominance if you don't know what's really going on. This Caucasian has distorted history to try to stay in power. Okay? So we find water and spirit where all our people were gathered out of all nations during the day of Pentecost. He said the kingdom of God should be within you. So that means the spiritual kingdom, the birth happened on the day of Pentecost, and you find water and spirit in Acts 2:38. It says, except a man repent and be baptized. He said, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in what? In the name of Jesus Christ. That's for what? That is for the remission of sin. And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost, water and spirit. Not only is it water and spirit, he said he washed us, Revelations 1 and 5, he washed us in his own blood. So you got blood there too, because there's remission of sin. Then you got Acts 4 and 12 there. It says, neither is that salvation under any other name whereby we must be saved. So if you never go down in the name of Jesus Christ, you will not be part of this coming kingdom. And people, I listen to these people who talk about church, they don't understand it's about world dominance. Christ is going to come. Our king will come and usurp all these other demons, and we will go back to the top. I'm not saying with Nimrod, because he's a Hamite and we're Shemites. We are Shem, okay? Still colored people, all black people. There's no difference. Okay, there's a difference that they're from the other brother, but still. We have Japheth. But the bottom line, our history has been distorted. We're here in America acting like we're lost. We're acting like we don't know our God. And here it is. If we enter into a covenant relationship with our God, he'll accept us back. We end up here under a curse because they were falling all these nations. And he had never designed for us to follow these nations. That's the problem. We're running behind all these people, and we were supposed to be the ones that they're supposed to be running behind. Now, look at this. So this is Deuteronomy, and we're supposed to be showing the way to God. It says, when the Most High, this is Deuteronomy 32 and 8, that when the Most High divides the nations, their inheritance, God has done that. When he had separated the sons of Adam, he set the bounds of the people according to the number of the children of Israel. They were established according to us, to be around us, according to the children of Israel. Okay? And it said, well, the Lord's portion is his people. Jacob is his lot and his inheritance. So they're talking about our forefather. But yet we run around here as if we have no nation. We under the Trump effect. We running behind this white man who's a clown. We're talking about we need to vote for him. Why? This ain't my nation. You know, when you talk about Obama, he's really an African American. He's really from. He's got part of his daddy's from Africa. His mom was white. African American. We're not African American. We're Israelites. As Solomon said, I am black. That, no, what can that possibly mean? I'm black. What kind of black? Here it is, Moses. How Moses going to fit in the Pharaoh's house when you look at Queen T and Nefertiti and all of them and Akhenaten, which is Joseph? How would he fit in a house like that? A white man. Like he would have stuck out like a sore thumb. Like, what the heck? Where did the baby come from? And so they talk about Nimrod. I look at how, because it kind of got me, how they've been distorting history and trying to look like make us a curse. Well, we had gotten cursed. Why? Because we were following the people around us. We had abandoned our God. Even today, what's wrong with our people? They're sitting under a spell, a curse, because they don't have knowledge of self. They don't know how to enter into a relationship with God. I know some of y'all listening, like, it sounds confusing. What's confusing? Jesus came to save us. He came to reestablish us. He said, though Israel be as the sands of the sea, only a remnant shall return. Okay? And see, I sit here and I look and I realize how racism has grown around and has always been here because they have distorted history. The Bible, from beginning to end, pretty much is our story. Start once you get past the chapter 11, it picks up on Abraham the Hebrew, chapter 14, and it runs all the way up to Acts 10 before the European really stepped in. When we were fighting the Philistines, we were fighting the Romans. That's our people. That's our nation. That's where we belong. But until Christ comes, there's even a problem with that. You can read about that in my book called The Caliphate, Rise of the Islamic Nation in Temple Mount, how this cannot be the people, because it says when the true Israelites were restored to Israel, they shall dwell in peace. Okay? There shouldn't be an end to this. You know, you would not have, if anybody came against us, he's going to rain down fire on them. Okay, so what's going on? There is no peace. There's not been peace since they've been there because of the United Nations. The Anglos, Saxons meant that the nation. You know? So when you're looking at that, and if you don't understand that, I'm looking, it's really sad how history has been distorted and nobody seems to know, and they're trying to keep their superiority. They're trying to keep everybody in darkness. You know, this is what they're doing. You know, they stole everything. It's like an insult. I mean, if I was a Native American, I would just puke when I hear you say, take our land back. Go back to Europe. Take Europe back. That's where you belong at. You don't belong here in America, okay? And then when they say African-American, here they didn't kidnap you. They're going to tell you a visitor. They done took you hostage. Institutional racism. People go be police and come out, and first thing, even the black people don't even realize they've been brainwashed to hate their own kind. Want to beat you to death, jump on you, ignorant. Go to these police academies for what? These people ain't there against you. But I'm telling you something, I thank you guys for coming out again. We're in 2016. Let's move for a more positive move for everybody, really, not just the black people, but Christ is real, y'all. You know, I know people feel conflicting, but it's truth. Sometimes truth, you have to hear truth. If you feel like that's a racist message because you guys distort history, then all well, so be it. You're just a racist. You don't want to hear the truth because that's what I told you. I showed you in the book. Okay. But go out and get my books. Stay on there. The Revival of the Roman Empire tells you about the rise of a follower of government. The Devil Workshop tells you about the church or how it's supposed to look, really, the kingdom of God. And then my last book, The Caliphate, Rise of the Islamic Nation and Temple Mount, because we're here to deal with the Antichrist system that's coming next. And so that's what's going to be on us next. And we're going to have a collapsing of this system because chapter 14 tells you when Babylon the Great is fallen, then the marking comes. So we have to leave. The people, you need God. And I'm laughing because I'm just looking at all this falsehood and all this racism we constantly bombarded with on TV. Now you didn't hear the truth. Get mad. That's what I say. Go ahead and get angry. I know who I am. I'm not confused. Only one who's distorting history are y'all. And it's really sad because I can understand it was a melting pot. Everybody lived together. But you guys have to be ignorant to follow that man. You really do. You don't have no sense. Can't be. Racism. That's the only thing. That's the Trump effect. It's nothing but institutionalized racism. It's been going on ever since we've been here. All right. Well, I thank you guys once again for coming out to Revolutionary Gospel News. Go out and get my books. Listen to these shows. Share them. Tell people about the Revolutionary Gospel News, and I'll keep these shows coming. And once again, we're talking about the Trump effect. All it is racism, people. Don't be deceived or fooled. You guys have a great evening. They've been in historic history for a long time. And y'all have a great night. And once again, Revolutionary Gospel News. This is Arthur Joseph Smith. Love me or hate me. It don't matter to me. Y'all have a great evening.